Blackstone Audio presents Christmas with Tucker by Greg Kincaid. To my grandparents, Chester and Maureen Richardson. Like all great grandparents, they finished up where my parents left off. Prologue. With one paw in the wild and another scratching at the door of humanity, dogs are caught in an awkward spot. It misses the mark to describe a dog as just an animal. We recognize that our pets can be both beasts and evolved life forms, keenly attuned to human needs. Country dogs may be more appreciated for their animal nature, hunting, herding, and guarding, while city dogs are cherished for their human-like ability to expertly deliver companionship and unbridled affection. From time to time, for a lucky few of us, we come across a dog that seems to move naturally back and forth from one world to the other. Such a dog can howl at the distant coyote, hunt for his own food, refuse to back down from a charging adversary, and run hours on end with equal glee under snow or sun. In an animal like this, we respect the sheer aliveness that radiates from his eyes, and when the day's work is done, he'll lay down by our feet, content. For this dog, you know that there is nowhere he would rather be than with you. This dog is complete in both worlds. He models for us how to simultaneously be good and alive, animal and angel. Frank.